Is there a gap in Genesis? This is Ken Ham, president of the Creation Museum near Cincinnati. You know, first came the gap theory, the oldest view of reading long ages into Genesis. Over 200 years ago, a pastor named Thomas Chalmers began teaching this idea. He claimed he found a gap between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. It's a claim that keeps popping up every so often. But there are several problems with this idea. For one thing, the Hebrew text doesn't allow for a gap there. Verse 2 is actually a description of the earth in verse 1. And secondly, it will be out of character for God to leave out so much when describing how he created. Finally, in Exodus, God tells us that he took 6 consecutive days to create the universe. So there's no room for a gap.
To find out more about the problems with the gap theory and an old earth, visit AnswersRadio.com. That's our Christianity defending website at AnswersRadio.com.